Badlands. I'm not sure Springsteen was talking about the Badlands when he wrote that song, but there are plenty of artists who have written music about the Badlands. In honor of the 250th birthday of the United States of America, we are focusing on the national parks. It's the road to 250 for us, and today we're talking about the Badlands. It has been said that every rainstorm in the Badlands can uncover something that is 30 million years old. I just think that the best way to celebrate America's birthday is to get into a national park and see the best parts of this country. The best parts of the Badlands are filled with fossils, and our guest will know more about this because he is an educational specialist at Badlands National Park. Ed Welsh is with us. Hey, Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I've been to the Badlands. I spent the night in Custer State Park. It's almost eerie how quiet it is. In fact, I was seated at a picnic table, and I felt like I was being watched. It was so pitch black, and I thought, I just feel like there's something around me. And I clicked the flashlight on my phone, and I was surrounded by about 30 deer, like within five or 10 feet of me that I could not see. So once you actually get into the Badlands National Park at night, the stargazing is fantastic, I imagine.
Oh, it's incredible. It's one of the more popular resources here. I mean, even though we're famous for, you know, this alien geologic landscape and all the fantastic fossils that come with it, and all the prairie ecosystem, night sky has really drawn a lot of people out here.
When it comes to those fossil beds, I had read that fossils related to saber-toothed cats, rhinos, ancient horses, camels. Is that true?
Yeah. The first camels in North America were discovered here in the Badlands back in the 1840s, just over a decade before the first dinosaurs found in America.
And most travelers that enter into the Badlands, they get quiet for a minute. Their perspective on life changes because it does look foreign. It does look alien, doesn't it?
Yeah, it catches people off guard. They drive through all the South Dakota prairie, and they hit the Badlands, and there's all these dramatic walls and spires, and they just didn't expect this dramatic change. And we get this kind of surprised reaction a lot from people who just enter the park. And the common phrase is, we didn't expect this.
Yeah, yeah. And explain how those formations came to be.
So in the middle of the Cenozoic, what we call the Age of Mammals, North America was very volcanically active. And a lot of volcanoes and calderas in the Great Basin area and between Nevada and Utah were spewing ash into the young Rocky Mountains and the Black Hills. And then those sediments would wash downhill with source material in an inland delta system. So think of rivers coming out from the mountains, splaying out, dumping out sediments over the years. These sediments would go through multiple states. They would go from Colorado to North Dakota. And since then, new sediments have buried those to the south of us, and to the north of us, most of these sediments have already eroded away. And we're just kind of in this sweet spot here in South Dakota where we get these massive exposures of these volcanic, ash-rich, mud silts and clays. And because of all that sediment getting dumped, it was great for burying things and preserving fossils.
Right. And depending on the time of day and where the sun is in the sky, the colors change immensely.
Color transition is a big thing. They change through the day. The colors change when we have a good rainstorm. They become pretty brilliant, even from a distance. So up close, you'll see all the banding and the colors. But if you're up in an airplane, it all looks white. We're kind of visible from Google Earth. It's easy to find us because you'll see these white streaks through the state of South Dakota, and that's us.
Ed Welsh is with us, education specialist at Badlands National Park. We're focusing on national parks as our part of America's 250th birthday. So many photographers come out there. In fact, films have been made out there because people do feel like they're on Mars.
Yeah, You'll see us featured in a few movies. I don't know what I'm allowed to get away with there if a studio's going to get on me. the movie Armageddon was filmed here. Some of the asteroid scenes were on one of our more popular trails. One of the more recent films that won a bunch of awards is Nomadland. And that was filmed here. And that filmmaker kind of fell in love with South Dakota. So a lot of Chloe Zhao's films seem to be focused in this area. And a few others. I think Starship Troopers, some of that sounds like it was filmed here. I don't know specifically where.
And how many acres are there in Badlands National Park?
We cover about 244,000 acres.
And are there places to stay?
There are plenty of places to stay in and around the park. We have two campgrounds in the park. We have some cabins in the park that's managed by our concessioner. And then we have a lot of local run businesses and campgrounds that people can have a place to stay. And we're also surrounded by Forest Service land. So Forest Service does allow dispersed camping, and they do have some designated camping available as well.
Only thing you have to be aware of is rattlesnakes. I know you've got coyotes, bighorn sheep. Of course, bison have been reintroduced. Let's talk about the prairie dogs. I hear that, that they have one of the most sophisticated animal communication systems that has ever been studied. What can you tell me about prairie dogs?
Yeah, from what I understand is they're good at communicating who's coming into their area, if it's coming from the ground or the sky. I think they have different calls for different animals like coyotes, badgers, hawks, eagles. And I think they recognize people too and whether or not those people might be a threat. So they do have a signal that seems to be kind of everything seems to be safe signal. We call it a jump yip, where it's like they're doing a wave at a baseball game. They wave their arms in the air and they do this long squeal, and then you'll see one do it, and then you'll see others do it, and then they seem to be going about their day like they normally would.
That's like the all clear.
So if you're in a prairie dog town and you hear them chattering, be confident that they are talking about you.
And if visitors only have one day to visit Badlands National Park, what should they absolutely see?
They can take their nice drive through the loop road. It doesn't take long to get through the park on that route, maybe about an hour. So from that hour, you can gauge your entire day. So you can hit all the layers, all the colors. You can stop by the visitor center. You have ranger programs throughout the day, and you can learn about that online on our social media. We try to keep that schedule there. On our Facebook page, we do try to keep that stuff online on our website as well. And you can always check in with a ranger at the front desk.
Wonderful.
And in our visitor center, we also have our fossil lab, so you can see all the fossils we're working on behind the scenes.
That's fantastic. I did it on the back of a motorcycle, and I got to tell you, it was exquisite. Thank you so much for representing the Badlands National Park. I think it's a pretty fantastic place and that everybody should visit.
I agree wholeheartedly, and thanks for having me here for this.